Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Elsie.
And today, we're going to talk about learning things. So what was something that maybe you had to teach your students, but it was difficult for them to understand or it was difficult for you to explain?
I guess it is English grammar.
Oh.
英文文法, it can be really complicated and boring.
I agree. I think sometimes grammar can be very confusing sometimes. I don't know
why. Yes.
How did you make it easier for them?
Well, I tried to combine grammar teaching with some interesting activities, like making a crazy story with the sentence pattern that they just learned.
I think students will really like that.
Yeah.
Do you like to teach students traditionally or you like to make it more fun for them? I think you like to make it more fun. You're a fun teacher.
I always try my best to make it more fun, especially for the young kids. What about you?
The same thing. Same with me. If it's boring for me, then it's going to be boring for them as well.
That's true.
So I like to make things interesting, easy for people to understand. So don't worry. If you learn grammar with me and Elsie, we make it very, very easy for you to understand. So don't stress about it.
Right.
All right. So today we're going to take a look at Taiwan bar. Have you heard about it?
Is it a bar or something?
Yeah, I kept thinking it was beer, perhaps, but it's actually not.
Oh,
so
it's called Taiwan bar. It's just 跟着 Taiwan bar. It's Taiwan bar.
I got it. All right, so I get the Chinese now. So let's take a look at our article to learn a little bit more about Taiwan bar.
Okay.
Reading.
Taiwan Bar, a different take on Taiwan. Taiwanese history, politics, and law can be dry subjects for a lot of students. Thanks to one YouTube series, though, that's no longer the case. Taiwan Bar brings these topics and more to life, with fun narration, colorful characters, and easy-to-understand explanations. Taiwan Bar was created by Thomas Shao in 2014. Shao came up with this idea after teaching in a high school for 3 years. During this time, he put a new spin on his classes. Shao didn't want to just give his students tests all the time. Instead, he used activities, including debates and reports, to engage them. It was during this time that he became disappointed with the materials he had to use. However, his friend DJ Hauer had an idea to create digital content for students on a number of subjects. After DJ Hauer talked with Shao and two other friends, they created Taiwan Bar. Shao wrote the material, which was then animated and made interesting for students and anyone else who wanted to watch.
All right, so let's take a look at our article for today. It says, Taiwanese history, politics, and law can be dry subjects for a lot of students.
Oh my God, for me, they're really dry. Do you like any of these three subjects?
Okay, well, call me a nerd, but sometimes I do like learning a little bit about history.
Really?
I do. I actually took advanced history of the United States in high school.
Oh my God.
But that's only because I didn't want to take another subject. So I took history instead. So I kind of grew to find it kind of interesting. So, yeah.
I always fell asleep in history classes.
Yeah, but don't worry. Politics and law are very dry subjects for me too.
Okay.
Now,
so what about the word subject?
Okay, let's learn about what the word subject means. It's a noun and it means a person or a thing that is being discussed or described. So recently on the news, we hear about how Taiwan is going to ban plastic straws or plastic bags. Now, the subject of that or the topic that the news is talking about is to cut down on plastic. So subjects are topic or things that you talk about. For example, I can say, politics is a subject that I don't really understand or want to get involved in.
Subject 这个名词呢是议题，那它也可以当作我们学校里面的科目。文章说到呢，台湾历史、政治和法律可能对很多学生来说很枯燥乏味。But even though they're dry subjects, we still have to learn about them, right?
That's right. Next it says, thanks to one YouTube series, though, it's no longer the case. Now, when we use the phrase no longer, it just means not anymore. So these are very boring or dry subjects for people, but thanks to this YouTube series, it's not dry anymore, it's not boring anymore.
No longer 这个片语呢就等于 not anymore, 再也不的意思。所以我们可以说啊 it is no longer the case, 情况再也不是如此。我们也可以说 it's not the case anymore. 那为什么会有所改变呢？Thanks to one YouTube series, 幸亏呢有一系列的 YouTube 影集。What is this series?
Okay, it's called Taiwan Bar. Brings these topics and more to life with fun narration, colorful characters, and easy to understand explanations. Okay, so it says Taiwan Bar brings these topics to life. When you bring something to life, it means you make it interesting again and you make it have life. So it kind of wakes up. So they're saying that these boring topics are now more interesting, more alive, and have made more people become interested in it.
To bring something to life 代表的是使某事物成真，赋予某事物生命，也就是让事物本身更活灵活现。 What about to bring somebody back to life?
Oh, to bring somebody back to life means you bring them back from the dead. No, I'm just kidding. It also means that you make them feel more alive and you make them feel kind of happier again. It means the same thing.To make it more interesting, to make them more interested in something else.
Oh, so to bring somebody back to life 有两个意思。第一个是使某人死而复活，第二个就是呢，让某个人从本来可能很无聊的生活当中变得更有趣。那文章说到呢，台湾 bar 赋予这一类的议题生命，其中一个方法是 fun narration。
Mm-hmm. Narration are the words you hear as a part of a movie or a TV show or even a video clip, and it just describes what you see. So, what you will see is you would see a lot of moving images, which is basically a video, and then you hear someone explain what is happening in the video.
Narration 就是旁白啦。What about the person that reads the narration?
It's called a narrator.
Narrator, 它就是旁白者、讲述者。The narration and the narrator of a show are very important. If they're good, they can attract and interest the audience. So using fun narration is a great idea. 那除了 fun narration 之外，也就是有趣的旁白之外呢，台湾 bar 还用了 colorful characters.
Okay, let's learn about the word character here. A character is a person in a story, book, play, movie, or a TV show. And let's take a look at an example. I'm sure all of you know what the Avengers movie is. And you can say, or you know, that all the characters in the Avengers movie are like people like the Hulk, Iron Man, and Thor. So I can say my favorite character in the movie is Thor.What about yours?
Thor.
I love Thor.
Oh my god, I love Thor too, but Star-Lord, 星爵 is one of my favorite characters too.
I like him as well. He's really funny. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. We can say, Meryl Streep always chooses challenging characters to play in her movies.
Ooh, Meryl Streep. She has been nominated about 20 times for the Academy Award, right?
Wow, yes.
And that's because she chooses challenging characters to play. Character 这个名词呢就是角色人物。台湾 bar 还用了色彩鲜艳的角色人物呢来增添节目的趣味以及丰富性。That's not all. There are easy to understand explanations too.
Mm-hmm. And an explanation is to say something or to make it clear for someone else to understand. For example, we can say the museum guide gave a great explanation about why some rooms have gold statues and others don't.
Explanation 这个名词就是解释啦。那动词的形式呢是 explain。 explain. When you explain something to somebody, you are giving an explanation to the person. 文章当中啊，用到 easy to understand 这个复合形容词来形容 explanations， 也就是呢，简单易懂的解释，也是这个新节目的特色之一哦。
Okay, next it says Taiwan Bar was created by Thomas Shao in 2014.
Taiwan Bar 是在2014年由 Thomas Shao, 也就是萧雨辰这个人所设计出来的新节目。Are there any reasons for him to think of creating this show?
Yep, the article says, Shao came up with this idea after teaching in a high school for 3 years. Now, when you come up with something, this phrase means you think about an idea or you suggest an idea and you create this idea.
To come up with something, 就是等于 to think of something, 也就是想到想出某个点子、计划、答案等等。Thomas Shao 在中学教书三年之后呢，想到了这个节目的点子。
Mm-hmm. It says, during this time, he put a new spin on his classes. Shao didn't want to just give his students tests all the time, right? That's kind of boring if every single class you have to take a test. And I'm pretty sure most students feel very, very tired or annoyed when they have to take tests. So he put a new spin on his classes. When you put a new spin on something, it means you make an old idea,turn it around and make it new and you make it interesting. So he's like, he wants to make his classes more interesting for his students.
So to put a new spin on something 代表的是使某事有新的发展。Tiffany, do we have a little video to watch here?
That's right, we do. We have a phrase put a spin on something. So let's take a look and learn more about what this phrase means.
A little of this and a little of that...I hope I win this cooking show.
Whoa, whoa, what are you cooking?
Blueberry chicken pizza.
Huh? That sounds odd.
I know. It sounded like a good idea at the time, so I'm trying to put a spin on this.
Put a spin on a dish? I guess you do throw the pizza in the air.
To put a spin on somebody or something means to make something different for your benefit.
I get it. Put a spin on somebody or something is 是点点点有新的发展。
Exactly. Think of it like this. It's pizza, it's chicken, and it's fruity. The best of three worlds.
That's not a bad spin to put on it.
Plus, the blueberries make it healthy.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm going to have to say that you're out of the cooking show.
I knew it was too hard to put a spin on blueberry chicken pizza.
所以呢，萧雨辰在想到新的点子之后啊，他让他教的课呢也有了新的面向。他不想让他的学生一直考试。His students must love him.
I know, right? I would love to be in his class too if every day he makes class so fun.
Right.
It says, next in the article, it says, instead, he used activities, including debates and reports, to engage them. Now, an activity is something you do for pleasure or something you do for fun, and it usually involves a group of people. So, that means the teacher, Thomas Shao, he would make a lot of activities for his students, to talk to each other or to interact with each other. Now, let's use activity in a sentence. We can say, this camp offers hiking, swimming, and other fun activities for the kids.
Activity, 这个名词就是活动啦。那不用考试来压垮学生。Instead, 取而代之的是他用活动 activities 来 engage, 吸引学生。活动包括了 debates, 辩论和 reports,报告等等。As a teacher myself, I think equipping students with critical thinking, 思辨能力 is very important. And the activities Thomas used in his classes involved critical thinking.
That's right. I think that's also very important, too. So sometimes I think, you know, doing things outside of the textbook or do things, you know, where you don't have to read the textbook all the time is very, very good for students. So, hey, he's a really fun teacher, too.
He is.
All right, let's learn more. It says, it was during this time, so it was during the time that he was teaching at the school, that he became disappointed with the materials he had to use.Now, when you're disappointed, it means you're very sad or unhappy because something isn't as good as expected or you didn't expect it to happen. So, for example, we can say, we were very disappointed in the customer service at this restaurant.
Disappointed, 这个形容词呢，就是感到失望的。Be disappointed in or with somebody 代表的是对某人感到失望。那使人失望我们可以用 disappoint 这个动词 For example, the singer didn't want to disappoint his fans So he didn't cancel the outdoor concert Even though it was raining heavily
即使下大雨歌手也不愿意取消户外演唱会因为他不想使他的歌迷失望在文章当中呢我们看到一个分裂强调句如果要强调句子中某个特定的部分的时候呢可以用 it is 或 it was 加上名词或名词片语再加上一个 that 子句这样的一个分裂句型呢是要强调这个某一个部分是特别重要的那要强调的部分呢就是在 be 动词之后 that 子句之前的名词或是名词片语看回文章这里强调的是 it was during this time 就在这个时间 that he became disappointed with the materials he had to use 他对他曾经必须使用的教材感到失望 Another example could beIt was Tom that my sister had a crush on. Tom 就是我妹妹喜欢的男生。或者是 It is the math homework that I find difficult with. 就是数学功课让我觉得困难。All right, Tiffany, will you tell our students more about the word material?
Of course. All right, material is a noun here. It means something used to make something. So it can be things like wood or plastic or even paper. It can also be something you use for a particular activity or it's information or ideas that you have. So we can see Thomas, he was very disappointed with the materials that he have. So he was just very disappointed with the things he could use at the school. So, for example, let's use material in a sentence. We can say, the children made a fort with materials they found around the house.
Material, 这个名词呢,就是资料,材料。那教学用的材料就是教材啦。
That's right. So let's learn a little bit more. It says, however, his friend DJ Hauer had an idea to create digital content for students on a number of subjects. Now let's take a look at the word digital content. Let's first understand what content means. Content is something you see in a book, magazine, or movie, etc. Now when you add digital to the front of it, it means something that you see on a computer or on a TV screen. So digital content is something that you can see online or on a computer. Now, a number of this phrase just means many or a lot of. So, his friend wanted to create something online or wanted to create something digital for students on different subjects, on many different subjects.
A number of, 这个片语呢后面必须要加上复数可数名词哦，代表的是很多，也就是 many 这个字的意思。那跟 a lot of 做一下比较 ，a lot of 后面呢是可数或不可数名词都可以加。Thomas Shaw 跟他的朋友 DJ Howard 谢正豪想要在许多科目上创造 digital content， 也就是数位内容，也就是呢要把教学内容从纸本变为数位化，在电脑上面使用。
Mm-hmm. Next in the article, it says, after DJ Howard talked with Shao and two other friends, they created Taiwan Bar.
Cool. 在跟其他的朋友讨论过后呢，他们就创造出 Taiwan Bar.
Next it says, Shao wrote the material, which was then animated and made interesting for students and anyone else who wanted to watch. Now, when something is animated, it just means you turn a series of drawings and you quickly show it one after the other. So it becomes kind of like a movie. So, for example, Disney movies like The Lion King or Cinderella are animated. It was drawn on paper first, so it was drawn on hand first, and then the drawings are shown one one after another very quickly, and that's what animated means.
Animate 这个动词呢是做成动画。The material was animated 代表教材呢被做成了动画来使用哦。那我们补充一个动画片就是 animation。And it became very interesting for people that want to watch it, right? Mm-hmm. So, Tiffany, we mentioned that there are colorful characters in the series. What are they?
Well, we have to wait until tomorrow to find out because that's all the time that we have for today. But don't worry, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Alright, our For You Chat question for today is, what do you think makes class more fun? And let's explain that.
Activities and games can make class more fun, but they need to be meaningful activities and games. That is, teachers have to design activities and games that fit the teaching objectives.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, teachers that are able to interest and engage students are very important too, in my opinion.
I agree as well. I feel like, you know, sometimes if you're stuck in school all day and all you do is just read books and read textbooks, even I get tired of that. So I like to make sure that students get to stand up, they move around, they walk around, they can do projects together, they can work in teams. I like it when students work in teams because it shows their creativity, and I like to push my students to be, you know, more creative, and like you as well, I like them to have more critical thinking. So I think making class fun can be really easy. Just do a lot of projects, do a lot of team building stuff. Students will appreciate that a lot.
And when we see students enjoy the class, we enjoy it too.
That's right. We have fun as well.
Yes.
Teachers want to have fun too. All right. So that's all the time that we have for today. Don't forget to listen to day two as we learn more about Taiwan Bar. But that's all the time that we have for today. So we'll see you guys soon.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
Taiwan Bar, a different take on Taiwan. Taiwanese history, politics, and law can be dry subjects for a lot of students. Thanks to one YouTube series, though, that's no longer the case. Taiwan Bar brings these topics and more to life with fun narration, colorful characters, and easy-to-understand explanations.Taiwan Bar was created by Thomas Shao in 2014. Shao came up with this idea after teaching in a high school for 3 years. During this time, he put a new spin on his classes. Shao didn't want to just give his students tests all the time. Instead, he used activities, including debates and reports, to engage them. It was during this time,that he became disappointed with the materials he had to use. However, his friend DJ Hauer had an idea to create digital content for students on a number of subjects. After DJ Hauer talked with Shao and two other friends, they created Taiwan Bar. Shao wrote the material, which was then animated and made interesting for students and anyone else who wanted to watch.
Vocabulary Review. Subject. The subject of today's science class is how typhoons are created.Character. My favorite character is Marky Mouse. I have pens, notebooks, and even a shirt with him on it. Explanation. I don't understand this part of the textbook. Let's ask the teacher for an explanation. Activity. During summer camp,We enjoyed activities such as riding on horses and hiking in the woods. Disappointed. Hank was disappointed when the dish he ordered arrived. It was much smaller than it looked on the menu. Material. Teacher Smith is sick today, but she left materials for you to use so you can teach her class.